We're doing the Avat Chesed, and we're up to the second section, the 10th chapter. We'll dedicate our learning to Sarah Bas Esther, to the speedy recovery of Sarah Bas Esther. And the Chafetz Chaim had explained that if a person agrees to adopt an attitude of stinginess, so then Hashem causes him to be so stingy that he can't even enjoy his own wealth. And then Hashem sees that wealth ultimately ends up in the hands of someone who is not stingy. So the guy keeps saving and saving, so he always has the money. And then in the end, not only does he not enjoy it, Hashem gives it over to someone else who is not stingy. That's why a person should distance himself from stinginess. And a person should get into the habit of being a good person and a person who does good to others. And he shouldn't blemish his trait of mercy so that when he is merciful to others, then from heaven they will be merciful upon him. As the verse says in Tehillim, David HaMelech asks Hashem, Heitiva Hashem latovim. Hashem do good unto those who do good unto others. So when we do good unto others, then Hashem does good unto us. V'itmonen tamid shamaot shenatan lo Hashem itbarach. And a person should always take note that the money that God gave him, lo bishvilo levado nitan lo, wasn't given to him for himself alone, ela she'ase gam ken tzedakah v'chesed b'mamono, but rather that he will also use that money to give charity, to do kindness. As we will illustrate later from verses and quotes from Chazal, ve'az tovlo, and then things will be good for the person, bazeu v'ba, in this world and the world to come as well, he will enjoy the world he's living in now, and when he does kindness unto others, he will also merit to enjoy the world to come. And that brings us to the conclusion of the 10th chapter.